Goddamn right.
Live here from Scumbag Studios, this is the Oh No Radio Show.
The scummiest podcast in all of Orlando.
Basically, you're joining the scumbags here.
Welcome.
And Duncan's here. I'm here, Owen. And we'll get to him later.
Yeah.
But we were deciding. What was it tonight? Tonight I'm the Duke of.
You're the Duke. The Duke of the scumbags. Do we have the robot on? I sound like I'm a robot.
You got the robot?
I got the robot. I am a robot.
Domo Gari Gato.
Yeah.
There we go.
Oh, there it is.
That's why it was so loud.
That went weird. Oh, so now I got it.
Wow.
See, I get it now.
Okay.
Trust me now. Everything's fine on the other side of the feed, so we'll just continue as normal and we'll turn the headphones. But
turn
I'm the Duke of the scumbags tonight, and you are the what?
Lord of the scumbags,
Lord
I believe we had decided.
Scumbags. Makes perfect sense.
Yes.
Now, what would our guest be? Before we say his name, what would our guest be?
In the scumbag hierarchy?
The beard of the scumbags?
I don't think that.
I
don't think that's part of a hierarchy of anything.
I was
actually
gonna say that.
Besides,
has,
maybe a face.
That has negative connotations in some aspects.
He's the beard of the scumbags.
That would mean that we're wearing him as a disguise.
That is kind of kinky, though. You can put me on your face if you want. It's no big deal.
I mean, I've done that.
It's fun. It is what it is.
He's the.
No. Because he's the young one.
He's the homeless. He's the.
How
the,
do you pull homeless out of young?
That's what, not in what, a hierarchy.
Like, that's Vietnam vet.
In the hierarchy,
like,
he's the peasant of the scumbags. That's what he is. He looks like a goddamn homeless man.
No. But we can't go by. You can't go by appearance alone. I'm trying
he
to
cuts
judge
his hair
him based.
With a fork and a knife.
First of all, it's a meat slicer, so check yourself.
Okay, fair enough.
That's pretty metal.
Yeah.
that's hipster and metal at the same time.
And also homeless. Let's not forget the homeless part.
Have you ever met a homeless man with a meat slicer, Owen? I gotta be honest. They call those butchers. They're not actually
homeless. Butchers. There's many a butcher out of work.
Those are called serial killers.
Yeah.
There's many a butcher out of work. Either way, we should introduce him officially. The pauper of the scumbags. Travis is
here.
Yay! Hi, everybody. I'm Travis.
That was a hell of an introduction,
yeah,
wasn't
seriously.
It?
Seriously.
See, I go all the way
the for
the people
yeah,
I love.
I gotta be
honest, though. My mom always told me I had a face for radio, so I really feel like I'm fulfilling a destiny here.
Speaking of your mother, I've actually heard she's hot.
She is absolutely fucking smoking.
Is that weird?
I've been dealing
mom?
With it since I was a young boy.
Yeah.
So I've, yeah.
Like,
everybody wanted to have sleepovers at your place.
Yes,
they did. Like dudes at the supermarket, like you're in the trolley.
Yeah,
like,
we'll be at like Goodwill or something, and people are like, oh, you and your girlfriend. I'm like, yeah, no. That's my mother.
Wow.
I came out of her vagina.
Yeah.
That is also, I guess, kind of a girlfriend thing.
Got any pictures?
Of my mother? No. No.
You're a horrible,
horrible person.
Yeah, I am not from Mississippi. I do not keep naked pictures of my mother on my phone.
Just your mom. What'd you do to the mic stand, Duncan?
I'm trying to get it to not be jackassy.
No, it's not moved.
It just is leaning.
What did you do?
It's got a lean on. I was trying to fix the lean here.
Oh, I don't think I moved anything.
I'll blame Ginger.
That's probably a good assumption.
Or your fucking gnome.
Anyway, what have we been doing this week? Jesus, it's been one of those weeks. I mean, where you're preparing to vanish from the face of the earth in your TARDIS. Mm-hmm.
I am, actually.
And you finally take it.
Is there
on
a TARDIS sound effect we can play here? I don't know if this is that kind of radio show or not.
I don't like sound effects that much.
They
annoy me.
Anymore.
You're a limey, and it's not.
Anymore.
Well, when I like them, I like them. I mean,
he doesn't like them today.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't like them when you say it. But, I basically want to do a thing.
A thing?
That's
please not in front of us. That's disgusting.
No, it's all right.
That's basically you.
Me.
Stepping into the vast wilderness. We're going to make it, and we're going to play Don't You Forget About Me.
The Life of Agony version.
Yeah, you're going to be walking into the woods, alone and sad and in slow motion. And I think then maybe people will understand what this show is against. I mean, I know we said we weren't really going to talk about it, but we kind of have to.
What the show is against. Is against the woods?
No, is against as far as the challenges that are going to be presented
absolutely.
It in the near fucking future.
We gotta make this motherfucker really strong in the next few months.
To carry it through.
That's right.
There's some serious shit going down, folks.
Seriously is.
We're not even going to say what it is.
Nope, we're going to let you
figure
it out.
I'm just
going to
eat chocolates.
Whoa, you're holding out over there, dude.
No, there's a whole bowl of them
because you didn't see them.
Yeah. That's not the first thing you told me when I got on the radio show because...
You can't eat chocolates on the show. I can.
Why?
Because I'm the host.
I can eat a dick on the show if I want to.
You'll eat Owen's dick on the show if you want to.
I can mute my mic when I want so I don't get chocolate noises.
But you won't because that would prevent you from talking...
This is like a PSA for all guests. Like,
yeah.
This is what you shouldn't do on the radio.
Don't do what
to our potentially
Owen
dozens of listeners right now. Do not eat chocolate.
Don't do that on the show. If you have a radio show, don't do that.
Don't host a radio show while stuffing your face full of fucking delicious Hershey's nuggets.
Oh, did we not go online?
Are we
Owen?
No, it was.
Oh, maybe. Sure it was.
No, it got Owen. Booted or something.
Owen.
Come on, man.
So are there people listening to us?
Probably not right now.
Well, not right now because we're not online.
Okay, yeah.
But there will be people listening to us eventually.
Probably.
Possibly. If we ever get online.
I need to get the internet, huh?
Oh, my God.
Was it important to pay that bill?
Shit. Teresa.
I bought too much Budweiser.
Okay, no.
Call
primary
Comcast.
Network status. Attempting to reconnect to primary. I don't know what it's doing. Maybe it's not liking us tonight. Did I kick the thing?
Is it me? Is it because I'm new?
It's probably because you're here.
Probably.
It might be.
It sensed your...
I am in an immortal battle against technology. In case no one could tell from my phone or my vehicle.
That's true.
Yeah.
Streaming to primary. Attempting to reconnect to primary. What the fuck does that mean?
I don't know. Yeah, you're like one... I always feel like you're one step away from just totally going off the grid.
I'm like half a step away from going totally off the grid. As soon as my solar farm sets up, me and Gina, we're out.
About Travis, though, he does crazy fucking shit.
Oh, I know.
He goes out into the middle of nowhere. Like, what was your, like, you just went into Arizona, right? Or where'd you go? You went and saw the Grand Canyon?
Yeah, I did. I did, like,
is that Arizona?
New Mexico.
No, it's not. It's
yeah. Is that Arizona?
Should I guess?
It's Arizona. It's Arizona. Yeah, no, you're
I just
right.
wanted to make you think that you were wrong.
No, it's definitely not New Mexico.
There's nothing in New Mexico.
There's drugs in New Mexico. But yeah.
Oh, and by the way, apparently I'm getting messages that says you guys are still online. Don't know why it says that. But,
oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, damn.
I should probably not have
stop fucking with it.
Well, yeah, I seriously. I think Jimbo is supposed to call into our show tonight because he texted me and asked me when it was.
Oh, we'll never be able to fucking
understand
I definitely
it.
That's why I'm here. I am the translator.
Jimbo is not going to call.
Or maybe he'll listen. I don't know.
He's not going to be able to do either right now.
Well, and we're not going to be able to understand him either way.
No, he's the translator.
Okay.
That's what
yeah,
we...
Yeah, I got you.
You can't understand
that's
him.
That's what we said.
I speak hick.
Okay, but back to what we were talking about just a second ago. Like, you do these crazy adventures in the middle of nowhere. You decided just a few weeks ago you were going to go traveling through a swamp and then...
Yeah, you're doing
down.
Like a two-day fucking...
Yeah.
2 days.
That's pretty awesome.
How many miles?
I was supposed to do 27, but because it was all swamp, I'd only did like 12. 17. No, I was like 17.
Jesus. Still, that's more than I want to do.
Fuck off.
Fuck off with any of that stuff, especially in
Florida.
It was
fucking great, man. It was fucking great.
And then you went into Arizona and you're...
Yes, not the same weekend for our listeners out there.
No. But you went...
There's no swamp in
Arizona.
No. There's dirt.
And there's dirt sand. And mountains and sand.
And Navajos.
A lot of rocks.
Navajo Indians.
I saw pictures with rocks.
There's rocks.
A lot of rocks, man.
There's a lot of rocks. There's a cheesecake factory somewhere in Arizona.
Yeah.
I don't know. Probably not.
I did.
Never,
I ate there.
Not very
totally
good
did.
Service.
I think you tripped that.
That one.
I might have.
Yeah.
That was after a long stint in California.
Yeah, there was no Cheesecake Factory in Arizona.
I swear there was. Was that New Mexico? Fuck, I'm mixing up my Southwest states. It could have been Tijuana for
They're all
I
the
know.
Same shape, damn it.
That they, fucking box esque.
But I did want to invite Travis in because he's a traveler. He's a vagrant. You know, he's like one of those.
He's
kids
a step
you find
above
on the back,
a vagabond.
He's like one of those kids you find on the back of a boxcar back in like the. I don't know, the 40s or 30s.
Whenever they fucking hopped
boxcars. Whenever boxcars box were a common word. Yeah.
Like, but they used to like ride around and they were all scruffy with grease and like.
And the little hobo sack on a stick.
Yeah, he's got one of those.
You do have
sure
one of those.
He's got one of those.
A hobo sack on a stick? No, but I do have like a tablecloth and a walking stick, so I could probably make something.
You could probably rig something up.
Yeah,
I
could definitely.
That's what you should be for Halloween.
A hobo?
Myself.
A filthy hobo.
just all you have to do is get the stick and the
and then
the
all you need is a fucking 55-gallon drum and you start a fire in it?
I'm not carrying a 55-gallon drum
no,
with me to a Halloween party. That's ridiculous.
No, you do. That's absolutely that's, fucking ridiculous.
Well, you better
and
be there
why,
to help me carry it in and out of the house.
Well, you better do it before
I don't think
fucking...
I don't think we do it in
You
the
act
house.
Like you're never going to come back to Florida again. I'm sure...
No, I will be back. Absolutely. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying you better do it before actual Halloween night because I won't be here.
Oh, gotcha.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay. Ruining our secrets, bro.
Sorry, man. It's got to come
little
out at
cryptic
some point.
Hints.
Oh, ooh,
that's see a cryptic what that is? Anymore,
I'll give you a clue. He's not leaving around Halloween.
Duncan will not be leaving for 3 months.
Nope. I won't be, actually.
At all.
It's 2.5.
Oh man, we'll get to that when the time comes.
Yeah,
but either way, what's on my trusty notepad? Notice I've the book not been working out lately.
Notepad on the phone. Because you can't be fucking bothered to carry a book around.
Well, it's where I write my silly ideas, the things I need to talk about, and the stories I have from the week. And this particular story is actually...
I was going to say, it's pretty sparse this week, isn't it?
It is actually kind of sparse, but I did have one actually was last night, coming home quite late from work.
Ah, yes.
You know where I work, and we don't need to say. Basically, yes, I was coming home from the factory. It was late at night, and a friend of ours, Jimmy, came to the car as I was leaving and kind of like stopped, waved his hand. He's like, hey, you know, you got a headlight out.
Oh, another thing for me to fix on Owen's car.
Exactly.
Great.
Why do you think I invited you?
It's all coming together, man.
It's all coming together.
You know, for a second
so
there,
the
I
car
actually.
Guy.
Yeah, I'm the fucking car guy. I actually felt loved for a minute. I thought that this was love. It's
either,
cool.
Either way, I'm coming home, and he's like, you know, flip on your brights, and I guess the brights were working. So I'm like, okay, well. I'll drive home with the brights on, I guess. But what is the worst decision? Driving with one headlight or driving with your brights on?
Were you drunk?
No, not at all.
Driving with one headlight.
Yeah,
driving with one headlight.
If you're not drunk, driving with one headlight, absolutely.
Is the worst decision?
No, that's the better decision.
Yeah,
I apologize.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
See, I don't know. I think by the time – it's interesting because I'm going to get to a middle part of the story, but at the end of the story – I was told that even my brights had burned out. So that I was told
the
again
whole
that
headlight.
My whole headlight had burned out. So I know I knew this after the fact, but I'm coming down thinking my brights are on, and it's kind of a pretty lit street, so it's kind of hard to tell. Like, I mean, my car doesn't have particularly bright lights. Anyway.
Right,
they're all encrusted with that yellow shit anyway,
and they're not.
That's a hatchback focus.
Yeah,
absolutely,
I can't see in the dark anyway, really. So no one probably really notices unless they're out. But I get, you know, 3/4 of the way home, and I get to the stoplight. That's not too far from my house.
The stoplight. I hate
you know,
that stoplight.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
But right upon the stoplight, of course, there's a cop there.
Mm.
And I've got to drive from about 2 miles from Orange Cayley back home.
Yeah.
So I'm like, oh, shit. And the cop is right in front of me. I know
They're just fiending to pull people over down
here,
too, man.
Exactly, exactly. Yeah.
Oh, they got a hard on for
and
it. It's ridiculous.
I'm keeping my distance. I'm keeping that, like, just, I'm going to just drive super slow. Keep it cool. Keep it cool.
Yep.
I don't want to get a fucking ticket.
No.
All right. Flips on his lights about a mile down the road. Shit. Is he going to basically stop, pull me over, whoop, do, yeah, 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 do a thing.
Fucking rape your checkbook.
No, he gets
and then
the guy
on
in front of me. I just cruise by with one headlight. But it gets your heart.
Yeah.
Going. You know,
oh, absolutely.
Feeling, right?
Absolutely.
I get that feeling anytime the fuzz is nearby at all.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I hate it. I
in
hate
any
it.
Capacity.
And you know why I'm freaking out a little bit.
Oh, of course. Of course.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I may or may not have something I may or may
have.
Not want them to find.
Yeah.
I mean, it's nothing really that's going to get me in huge trouble. But
no.
It's
but
just,
it,
it's an
but
inconvenience.
In this,
yeah.
In this fucking state.
In this state, it's ridiculous.
Yep.
Yeah.
So it's, you know, I don't know. I don't want to be, you know, it got me paranoid, you know, because I gotta go home. I got to, and also I got to get it fixed. And if you don't fix it, I got to get it fixed tomorrow because I'm working late and blah,
yeah,
blah, blah.
Right.
I mean, I'll just pay someone to do it or whatever. But
dude,
it's,
have you never fucking changed a headlight before?
This car's annoying, though, with getting in there. I've
already
looked at it.
Dude.
I know.
Bro.
We're talking to him.
Seriously.
We're talking to Travis.
Yeah.
He did, I mean, we can.
I did teach him how to change his oil, but.
That and how to do a radiator flush.
That's right. That's right.
How to do that from Travis.
And we replaced your thermostat housing
unit.
We
did. Replaced the thermostat housing unit. I took it, by the way. Remember when we left, we found, or when you left that day, Travis had fixed my car all day. We, you know, he really did put in the effort. And
goddamn
all
right.
All I gave him was a six-pack of Corona. This is why we keep, you know,
yeah,
the popper around.
I'll work for it. Dude, beats the shit out of pizza.
It really does.
Yeah.
And
unless
either,
it's really
either
good
way,
pizza.
He fixes my car.
Yeah.
We get it. We get the whole cooling system working again. But right at the end, we do notice that there is a significant crack in the actual reservoir that holds
the overflow
reservoir. Yeah. And where you literally pour your fluid in.
Yeah.
And you had bought some sealant and you told me to put it
RTV
on
sealant.
And basically,
yep,
just kind of like put it on there and kind of cover this small crack and whatever, which is actually, it's not a small crack. It's a pretty large crack.
Yeah, but it's on the seam of the reservoir.
It is.
So
it's
not like it's a giant gaping hole.
And I did,
yeah,
such a shitty job. Like, if you look at it, like, he did such a neat job. Mine is just like, I took my finger and just went, like, toothpaste. Just went,
I don't think I've seen this. I don't think I've actually seen your work.
You should check it out. But the first thing that, like, the guy said, he's like, yeah, someone's been working on your car, huh? I'm like, yes. Yeah, man. That guy shouldn't be working on your car. But he was talking about my work. I'm very convinced, and not yours.
Yeah.
It was
my work was immaculate, man. I even picked out gray RTV sealant to match your block.
No,
I was going the full nine.
I just never took the razor blade to it and did the nice like thing around. Like, that's all I need to do is take the razor blade and just chip the ugly shit off.
Yeah.
Like,
no, just so our listeners know, it is literally, for him to have made it look like a nice job, he would have had to go all the way into his bathroom and grab a Q-tip. And that would have been like a nice, neat.
Probably,
or, yeah, no,
yeah,
absolutely.
Right,
yeah, it's absolutely correct.
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh, yeah,
well,
you lazy cocksucker. Jesus fucking Christ.
Granted, I drove like 30 miles from my house to like rip his engine apart and fix this, and he couldn't walk to the bathroom. So I'm feeling really, it's really hard for me to feel bad for him.
Yeah.
Hey, man, I'd do it for you.
Grab a Q-tip for me.
Yeah, I'd grab a Q-tip.
It's literally the most I'm willing to do.
Well, whenever he fixes my car or does anything, I'm like his little helper. I just go get things.
Oh, yeah, no, that's your role.
I just go like, hey,
yeah,
you need,
so
okay,
basically
you need
what
rags,
you are,
you,
yeah,
hose.
Basically what you are is you're the kid helping his dad.
Yeah, it's cool.
Oh, it was great. We got to AutoZone. I'm like, we need this, that, and that, and that. And he's like, here's the debit card.
I'm the kid with the money, and
you're like, I don't know fucking anything about anything.
I don't. Just, can you just do this for me? But I'm that way with cars, man. Cars are frustrating.
Dude, I don't know shit about cars. My grandpa was an auto mechanic, and he worked on, like, small engine, large engine, like...
The whole nine.
Whole nine.
Mark would make fun of us right now.
Yeah, I am fucking not a car guy.
It's all right. I love working on cars, and I have no problem working on y'all's cars, so...
Well, we love that.
Yeah,
we'll,
absolutely.
Yeah, how are you
and
with
I love beer.
So how are you with a Honda?
Use it.
Well, Hondas are easy.
Yeah.
Hondas are probably easier than mine.
You just got to take everything out and then put it back in again. But it's not like, it's a simple little four-banger engine.
Yeah.
This is true.
Car talk here.
Car talk.
Oh, no, radio show.
Yeah, welcome to car talk.
Yeah, I did not expect it to go in this direction. I mean, we went from like Arizona to cars. It's kind of
freaking
cool.
Car talk.
They got cars in Arizona.
You know that show? It's on, that one station.
Yeah?
Yeah, Car Talk.
Car Talk.
Car Talk.
Yeah, I heard about Car Talk. I don't know if you heard about Car Talk, but I heard about fucking Car Talk.
From Boston, though.
Yeah. I don't know if that's really Boston.
That's not
they
even
are. That's not Boston at all. No, yeah. If you say retarded,
wicked, awesome.
Wicked, oh, it's wicked.
This would be a great
out.
Time for someone from Boston to phone in right now.
Yeah.
If there's
no
a,
one's
yeah.
calling in. By no. the way, we haven't done the number yet. Uh-oh. On today's
oh,
show.
This is
and
be
oh,
sure.
damn,
are,
damn.
If you are here,
if you are capable,
if you are capable of calling, and if you are actually watching this bullshit,
if you have a radio, you should be capable of calling.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You need to give us a call at
3-2-1-3-3-2-0-1-8-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6
320186.
Yeah, you probably there should do. You'd probably do That's, good to remember that.
Yeah, you need to get on that.
Can there be like a whiteboard in here that we just write it on?
There was. It fell down. I need to rehang. Can that's you do
his,
that too?
That's his factory yeah. schedule.
Yeah, I could probably navigate a hammer. I think
no,
I could. Do
no,
that.
It's concrete wall.
It's plaster. I know.
No,
I know.
No. You're not getting into.
Oh,
this.
That's a concrete.
It's concrete, bro.
Fucking.
That explains why everything is taped up in this
yes,
room. It all makes sense
now. That's why everything
looks
awful. Is because whenever yep. I've been able to miraculously get a fucking concrete nail in that will hold, or just anything that will hold anything, you know, I just leave it.
Yep.
It's done.
Yep,
it,
there forever.
Like,
it's
that's
there.
Where it stays.
It's, that's where it goes. And that's
until
so
I
much...
move, that's where it stays.
Yeah, exactly.
In which case, the nail will still stay there.
Oh, yeah.
One day, we'll have a nice studio where I hang things, and it'll be all...
Not concrete.
Duncan Shakes
no,
set.
We won't.
No, we won't. We'll never have
we
that.
We will not.
I don't know, man. The prices have gone up around here. It doesn't...
No, we
me.
Might. We might have a nice studio... But you still won't hang things. You'll still tape them up all shitty because you'll get drunk and unmotivated.
Yeah.
Well, it's like when I do my Christmas lights in the rain, drunk, and I get barefoot. Electrocuted barefoot.
Those were there till what, March, April?
I actually took them down in about middle of January.
Really?
Yeah, it was something like that, I think.
I identify your house with the pink Christmas lights. Like,
they were there for a little while. Yeah. Like, maybe, I don't know, maybe I'm underestimating myself.
No, that's honestly not bad. I mean, our Christmas tree at my house stays up usually like 4 or 5 months.
People
it's so damn
like
pretty,
that.
Yeah. It's
people,
gorgeous.
People are also, like, I don't know, so nostalgic, especially I think in America, even more so than anywhere, about Christmas. They love Christmas here. Like, there is a thing of Christmas in July and all this bullshit.
Ooh, no. My birthday is December 24th, so Christmas is I'm usually kind of a fan of.
Wow.
Yeah.
Is that... Oh, but... Okay, so...
But is that good or bad?
Yeah, is it good or bad? Because when I was a kid, I was always like, I knew the kid that was actually had
yeah,
his birthday
no.
on Christmas, and they always were like, oh no, it's cool.
Hey,
and
we got
it,
you
I
an extra
double,
pair of underwear.
I get double presents. Like,
nah.
So no, you don't. You get the same
I mean,
amount of presents.
Yeah, I got to compete with Jesus for my fucking birthday. So, like, you know, it's.
Fuck that guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. Oh. I know. My mom's is New Year's Eve, too. Needless to say, she has thousands of parties to go for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're hot.
My hot mom has yes,
on,
lots
man,
of
gotta,
parties to go
you
to.
You gotta get his pictures.
I'm not even gonna ask for pictures for my mother. Like
I should have blasted. Is she on Facebook?
Yeah, she is on Facebook.
Oh shit!
You can add my mom on Facebook.
Oh shit!
She'll guess probably what, deny your request.
I was gonna say if she's intelligent.
Yeah, she is. She is. And she's out of your league.
Oh, Teresa's out of my league.
Yeah, well that is also true. That okay, that is true. Yeah.
Hey man. Anyway. Back to the stupid shit I have on my phone that I thought of this week.
Oh,
that's
right.
A new segment, by the way.
Yeah,
I forgot we
called
were doing
the
that.
Oh No Radio Show.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what that segment's called. The whole fucking show.
Nailed it. You found out the secrets.
God damn it!
No, have you guys heard about Bitcoins?
Yes. Yes, the Silk Road uses them.
A little bit. And that's the thing that we didn't talk about, Duncan.
Porn?
Is I was going to talk to you about Silk Road. Now,
Bitcoin's oh, my those, jam.
Now, maybe I knew you would know something about this, but just give me 1 second.
Jam.
Bitcoin's, for those of you that, if you don't know,
internet
and
currency.
And you haven't heard, it's an internet. Well, it's
Yeah, it's an internet
currency. Internet currency, but it goes a little bit beyond that. It's a new currency.
Yes.
And it's globally accepted at a lot of places.
You can trade it. You can trade Bitcoins. And it's about as stable and realistic as every other country on the planet.
It's
or
about
currency
as stable
on the planet,
as
too.
Exactly. It's
which means it's totally unstable.
It's quite phenomenal, and I want to look into it more, and I've been actually thinking about investing in it. Right now, one Bitcoin is worth about $103.
Oh, it's $8 now?
I believe so, yeah.
It was $103 2 months ago.
But Silk Road is basically an exchange, a website, that you can exchange Bitcoins for services and or
everything,
goods.
Yes. It's unregulated because it operates exclusively through the Tor browser. So, and for people who don't know what Tor browser is, it's an anonymous web browsing thing, basically. It was originally designed for like people like in North Korea and China because it bypasses proxies. So like different computers from around the world will stream internet to other people.
Exactly.
And so you browse the internet through them. Every time you sign on, you get a random IP address. It's pretty damn cool.
I've never used it. I don't have the Tor browser. I've never played with this, but
I've read about
it. It's great. It's made leaps and bounds now. It's very fast.
How dangerous is it?
What, using Tor browser?
It's Silk safer. Road in general.
Yeah, I had never heard of Silk
Name something
Road.
That's illegal.
Heroin.
You can buy it on the Silk Road. Something
that's
else.
That's what I've heard.
Can
like
I? Can I? You can buy like infants and organs and all that.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know about body parts or people. But as far as
they're not into human.
Well,
yeah.
What the fuck good is that to me then?
That's what Backpage.com is for. But
wait, hold on.
That's the hooker one. But yeah.
Oh, where you kill hookers?
Oh, but there's a hooker
No.
There's
but
a special hooker one too.
Yeah, Backpage.com. You've never heard of it?
Mm-mm.
No.
Special
hooker
yeah.
website.
They're getting
is
a lawsuit
like
now.
Facebook
here in Florida.
For hookers.
No, it's like Craigslist for hookers.
Oh, okay.
I know there's hookers
on
Craigslist.
Tor browser type of thing?
No, Backpage is just on whatever browser
it's just
you
whatever.
Have. Yeah. But no, the Silk Road, essentially you can sell anything you want. It's unregulated, it's anonymous, and it works like
has no interaction. That's why it's so
right.
easy to
So I'm betting there's a lot of pirated merchandise.
Yeah, absolutely.
Going. Yeah.
Right.
Absolutely. No, and it's pretty
shit.
Cool. Yeah, it's expensive now that Bitcoins have gone up, though, because the only currency they use is Bitcoins. And
right.
when you buy things, you don't go through the seller. You go through the website, and then they distribute it accordingly.
Gotcha.
So, and it's like eBay. You've got your ratings and everything. So it's
yep.
as far as the honor system goes, like, it's pretty good. Like, if you
well,
buy –
there's a whole community now with Bitcoins especially, I believe, that is – they're trying to make it as legit as possible. They're trying.
Yeah.
There's
but okay.
strongest currency in the world right now.
Okay, yeah. No. I get all that, but here's my question. If one Bitcoin
right.
is equal to $108,
mm-hmm.
what happens if you want to buy something that's less than
– they sell things in point
– yeah, absolutely.
Bitcoins.
Well, you know, you got like cents.
Point zero
same.
Zero
yeah.
eight Bitcoins. You can buy something – I mean, it's not common yet –
right, usually it's like 0.1, 0.2, like the same hundred, the same hundreds, like that
like
we use in the normal
dimes.
Currency. Yeah, like.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
No, the one big question I have with it, and the one I'm not quite sure on, the one thing is they've basically said that there will only be, I think it's like 21 billion Bitcoins ever made.
That is brilliant.
And then it stops. So it's like a tangible thing like gold is. Or,
so
right.
eventually one
so
dude
basically Bitcoin,
is going to end up
but,
with all of them.
No. Bitcoins would be immune to inflation. That would
yes.
be the point of it.
Yeah.
Yes, but how – who's number one, who stops it? How does it stop?
How did it start, for Christ's sake? Like,
some guy in
somewhere.
China. Some – came up with the idea and started it.
There's really a guy in China. Some Chinese guy.
Some Chinese guy
some
came
little...
up with it.
No, okay. I'm sure he's making the China part up because he couldn't think of anything.
That's
no,
how,
I think
that's
he was
how...
Asian, though.
Oh, so you are making the China part up.
It yeah. could be Japan.
It could be Korea. It could be Philippines.
Oh, and your Caucasian is showing.
I don't care.
Yeah, you'll have that.
You're all one color to me. I don't see color.
I don't differentiate.
I hate you all.
It's a true story.
No, I don't know. It doesn't even matter. What does it matter really where he's from? It's just
yeah.
But it was one guy.
Dude, like,
all right, that is true. Thing. That is true.
And good for him.
Because he's got 20 million bitcoins hanging out at his house right now.
I'm not even sure that that's the way it works.
I don't think that this is something that I'm going to give a shit about.
I feel like it wouldn't hurt to have a couple of them. And just for shit's sake, you know, it's like speculating in anything, I guess, you know, but what's a couple $100 put in, two bitcoins, and then in 5 years, if they're worth $500, then
boom,
you know,
life is good.
And you can cash them out. You can absolutely.
So you can basically treat it like a stock almost.
Yeah. You know how people
trade money? People trade between the euro and the pound, and they trade between that and the yen. Yeah, money exchange. It's the same way.
It all exists on a computer. The crazier part to that as well, too, is that you can build a computer system to mine bitcoins. Basically, it's creating and running all the algorithms that it takes to make bitcoins, which then gives part of a bitcoin to you. It takes a very, very long time. Very long time. And
so is that like illegally printing money?
No, it's completely legal. You can even buy a box
of bitcoins
that generates you bitcoins, but
so it's printing money is what it sounds like.
But but it's essentially it's not really that worth it because the energy consumption to really do it.
I don't even understand what you're talking about now, though.
I gotta be honest.
You're telling me you could buy a computer program
specifically
that makes bitcoins.
Yes.
And then, computer program takes up so much energy that you actually lose money while buying the bitcoin.
You have to have a pretty damn strong machine. It's done on a very specific type of processor, and it does what it does. Doesn't do anything else. It just creates bitcoins. It has to be hooked up to the internet, and
it has to be
hooked up to power, correct? It's completely legal. It's basically how bitcoin works. It has to basically get information. It has to
come on, you
it,
got
it
this.
Has to generate the data, the algorithms that make a bitcoin. Okay?
Okay.
So it uses multiple machines to do that. To do that, you basically can have a machine.
So you're making money out of
that. That is incorporated into the system. That then gives
back. Dude. Okay. So wait. So what you're saying?
How are you not understanding this?
How are you understanding this?
So what
this
you're
is. Hold on. This is what I'm taking from it. What you can do is you can buy a box that allows you to
plug a computer.
Yes.
Okay,
a box,
whatever.
A computer, a magic talking machine, whatever you fucking want to call it.
This is when I wish we did have callers that
you buy it,
shut you all down with
fact.
That'd
I'm
be
sure
great. Their facts are going to be a little different.
So you can
carry
buy
on,
a
Duncan.
Computer, and what it does is it plug into the Bitcoin network. And you are acting as a processor for the Bitcoin network.
Correct.
Okay.
I think that's the way it works.
Yeah.
You're like 90% sure that that's the way it works.
We're going to say that's how it works.
Okay.
No, we're going to go
if
with
wrong,
that's how it works.
I'm wrong, but
right.
That's the way it works.
But yeah. Okay. So that makes sense to me.
All right. So
when
you're
put that other piece in there, because you just made it said, yeah, you can buy a computer and you can create bitcoins. Then
that's what illegally printing money
is
referenced as.
Yes.
Yeah.
So he makes sense with what he's saying.
But also I want you to understand that they've also done the math on a lot of these machines, and there's a couple of them out there that are specifically designed to do this as economically as possible, right?
Okay.
As my wiener.
And but they've done the math with like basically power consumption of the machines, and when it comes down to like what a bitcoin's worth, you lose money most of the time.
Okay.
So people that are doing this are
really a Bitcoin was worth $30 14 months ago. I'm just going to throw that out there.
Exactly. It is
so those people
103 to about 110 is the range it's at right now.
Okay.
Is,
I don't think it's a range. I think it's one thing for sure.
No, it is one thing and it's set, but you can also the reason I say that is there's another website which is a trading website for bitcoins between local people.
Okay.
Like you can
find meet a, up with your local seller, Bitcoin dealer and get your fix.
I feel I just, like everybody, you say Bitcoins, and I just picture like somebody wheeling around a 6 foot tall gold fucking coin, like from DuckTales.
See, I picture Super Nintendo Mario hawking this, around and grabbing those. Saying.
When we get the Bitcoins, we can go on Silk Road. And then the sky's the limit.
Honestly, though, Silk Road, I mean, you'll look at something like a gram of heroin is like 1.03 bitcoins. Like, the price doesn't really pan out unless you're looking for something so hyper-specific
Right. But it's a more un...
Right, because you got to think, you know, that's going to... You're talking like 120
bucks.
Some would say
it's a more untraceable currency. It's a more...
Right, but handing a wad of cash to a drug dealer on a corner somewhere is pretty damn untraceable
Thank
also.
You.
Yeah,
Thank
that's,
you.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
well, no, I think you
if
can,
you
can
are
find
in...
Crazy
fuck
shit
that,
on,
dude.
If you're
no.
in butt you can find fuck... some crazy shit on Silk Road with our Bitcoins.
Okay, all right. You know what? Fuck Silk Road, because I'm pretty sure that I could find anything else I want by making a couple of phone calls. You know what I mean?
You might be surprised. You might be surprised. Again... They probably have organs on there. I've never checked for them.
Yeah,
I've never needed to buy a kidney.
Right, but I'm not going to be... I'm not going to go to Silk Road because, first of all, I don't need to buy drugs, and the ones I need to buy, I know where to buy them.
Right, you're also a very connected individual. Okay, talk about you live on a farm somewhere in Minnesota with, you know, your family, and you just really want to try some Molly. Or you just really got to know what mescaline's like. It's a little more feasible then.
This is for the nerd.
See,
but, I just realized this is for the antisocial nerds, actually.
Oh, my God, you're right.
That have no friends.
It absolutely
friends.
Is. Skype is
doing something.
Well, no, it's bouncing up and down at you, so I'm pretty sure we missed a call.
Uh-oh. Oh, no. Please tell me this was about the Bitcoin thing.
Man, I don't know. For me...
Was
for
it a
me,
call? What was it?
I don't know. I don't even.
Did you open it and look?
There we go.
Oh,
Jack
Bender. Now he did.
Jack Bender.
What a surprise. Hey, everybody. It's Jack Bender.
I knew it was Jack Bender. What's up?
Hey.
Welcome to the show. Do you know anything about Bitcoins, Jack?
I know enough to know that I don't own any, and I don't think I care enough to go about however I need to earn a Bitcoin.
A wise man but, and wise man.
All right, sorry. Are we boring you
I
with our
I tend to
Bitcoin
agree
talk?
With your guests. I definitely think of, like, the 8-bit Super Mario coin. Like, when I hear Bitcoin, like, that's what I want. Like, I want to pull a coin out of my pocket that is, like, 8-bit.
Yeah, dude, and it's just like it's literally the size of like a mini iPad, and it's just like there's your Bitcoin. There
yep,
you go,
totally right? Pixelated and
now,
all, absolutely,
totally, completely different, but another kind of like useless online currency. Do any of you guys use Reddit at all? Is that you guys know what that is?
Yeah,
I got a coworker that does,
I kind
but
of enjoy Reddit.
Oh, like
I also have an active
yeah,
sex
okay.
life,
it's
so
a time killer if
yeah.
anything.
Okay,
I don't. I'm
exactly.
not. For, I'm not 100% on what Reddit is, other than a website that has
well,
a lot of tits on
well,
it.
Well, what's their catchphrase? It's like, what's their catchphrase, Jack? You know it. Come on.
I don't actually. I'm on Reddit quite a bit, and I don't know their catchphrase.
Their headline
but...
is something like the coolest place, or where, like the internet's front page. I think that's what it is.
Yeah, that's about right. But
it's pretty ballsy.
In addition to people posting funny pictures or interesting stories.
That's where all the memes
the whole
start.
Thing people what people do is they you can post comments or you can get up or down votes depending on if people like the stuff that you're you're submitting, and it's known as karma. So like it tells you how many like karma points you have based on like popular posts or popular comments. And so people like it has no value in the real world other than I have karma points on Reddit. Even further, there the different like subcategories of Reddit, like the subreddits, there's actually one, and it's basically like amateur porn that people like Reddit users submit, and it's like you know their own pictures, and then people will you know up or downvote their pictures, and it's like they do it basically just so they can get karma points
okay.
from other Reddit users.
So if you're ugly, so you get bad karma. Is that how I'm supposed to be taking this?
Most
that's what
of them
I'm
don't
hearing.
Show the face. It's
right.
usually
most of them
like
won't
neck
show the
down
face.
For everybody.
Yeah. Okay, right on. Well,
so
I know
you can stay somewhat anonymous.
Ah. So if you're attractive, you'll get good karma.
I've never understood the need
Okay, that makes sense.
For this kind
approval?
Of... Yeah, like this fake approval bullshit. It's just like the likes on Facebook. I don't care.
Exactly.
Who? I don't care if, oh my God, this status got 7 likes. Oh my God, this one got 100 likes. I don't give a shit.
There are a lot of people that get really upset.
I know.
When you don't like their posts.
Why didn't you like that?
Why
yeah.
didn't you like
that?
That?
I will say though, it was worse. I think in the old MySpace days. Remember when you had
top,
top
friends?
Eight?
Oh man!
Oh yeah, the top.
Oh, eight.
I expanded
deal.
That shit.
You kicked me out of the top. Eight.
I was like, "Fuck all of you."
There
top
were
fights. 64.
Yeah. There'd be fights at school over that stuff.
Yeah, absolutely.
So how come I'm not your top friend? What's the deal?
I was last week.
Tom is cooler than you. Fuck you.
Because
Tom brought weed to the party
Tom
last
that
Thursday.
Started MySpace is cooler than
I
you.
I hope Tom is like a child actor right now. He's just strung out in some hotel room in L.A. just fucking like...
Dude, he sold MySpace.
He's
cursing
the
Mark Zuckerberg's name. Like,
I'm Tom from MySpace. I made MySpace. I'm relevant.
He's hanging out with the guy from Napster.
He sold it for like $2 billion. I think he's okay.
Who, Tom?
You know,
I don't know. I could
you
do
know
two.
Bros.
2 mil or Bill?
Bill.
Oh, dear.
Oh, that's like, that's like 2 months of cocaine, man.
For MySpace, $2 billion.
I
believe. I
wow.
No, Napster because, was...
I don't know if I did.
Yeah,
it was a
over.
Big acquisition, though, too. I mean, yeah. I don't think it was in the billions.
But,
it was in the millions. It was like 20, 30 million, I want to say. I'm guessing. I don't really know. I'm guessing.
Yeah, you've been guessing
but
a lot.
But honestly,
tonight.
Whoever... I forget if it was like News Corp... whoever bought MySpace, what a terrible decision. Because honestly, who goes there? It's dead. Like, I don't even...
No.
I mean, granted, I'm not like in middle school, so I don't know. Maybe the
right,
kids
fair
still
enough,
use it,
fair
but
enough.
I... really doubt it.
I got an email like probably like a year ago and like about MySpace being totally revamped and redone, and I went and checked it out and I was like if they've streamlined it all a lot, it doesn't have those flashy obnoxious backgrounds.
Facebook still, it's Facebook-ish.
Yeah,
and
it was 500,
I'll go there to see a band every once in a while, but that's
580 exactly. million is what Tom got for it.
That is not 2 billion. That
no,
is not
but,
2 billion.
No,
I'll hang with it.
I was like, but it was a lot of goddamn money.
Yeah.
Look up Napster. What did Napster get?
Napster.
Is Napster still around?
Well, some big company bought
like...
it and like used it its name for their like digital service, but I think
the brand, the name is still there, but not in at all the capacity it was.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay.
That was so dope though when it came out. Remember, like you had.
Oh yeah.
Oh man, I was downloading all my like.
Mind blowing.
Oh man, I remember.
That was the beginning of torrents, really. Kind of. I mean, it wasn't.
It was the beginning of peer to peer. It was.
Yeah,
the
exactly.
Of the whole idea that you could. Remember Kazaa? Then that they kind of.
Uh-uh.
Yeah. Oh, that.
Oh yeah.
Kazaa.
LimeWire.
LimeWire.
Virus
Factory.
I used MIRC a lot.
There was another one I used too that was awesome. SoulSeek.
I didn't know that.
I think
one.
That
I've
one
never
is
heard
actually
of that.
Still around because it was always one of those that like really remained under the radar. And it was
sure.
all open source and weird. Like it was just like this super standard kind of the way Napster looked when it started. Remember how just basic
yeah,
it
no,
was?
Absolutely.
And it kind of just remained that way. It was like the kind of stayed like Napster but went on.
I'm looking. It's hard.
Did you guys ever use Demonoid before they got shut down?
Yeah.
Yes.
Fuck yeah.
That was sad.
I miss it. They keep sending updates out. It's he's not going to be up for a couple of years again. But
long live the Pirate Bay. That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah. The day the Pirate Bay goes down is a sad day for society.
Well, I mean, it goes down for a day and then it pops up again.
They're out of the net. Kick-Ass is good. But wait, Pirate Bay's out of the Netherlands? Is that what it was?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Or Sweden or something.
It's the Pirate Bay.
I don't even know.
Right
they
now.
Were going to buy that island for a while. Remember that?
Yeah.
Remember that? They were going to, it was like an old abandoned like oil rig or one of those like World War II. That's what it was. Remember Sealand? That's what it was. Sealand. You ever heard of that?
No.
It's this. It's this the crazy motherfucker that bought this, or inherited, or just claimed it. I don't know what he did, but it
went
was
and stuck a flag in
I
it.
I believe it was an abandoned artillery like tower, and like just off the coast of the UK, and like middle of nowhere in the sea. Really only accessible by boat or helicopter.
Or swimming.
Yeah.
If you're Michael.
But it used to have, like, guns on it and stuff. Doesn't have those anymore. It's like, it was completely stripped. Just all just, like, you know, just a couple of buildings or whatever. But him and his wife and I think his kid, like, he moved them there. And they live on base on
Sealand.
Right. And they it's just outside of international waters. So they always have claimed it as its own country. They have a flag and everything.
Nice.
And, cool. Like there was, they've been raided a couple of times.
Really?
Oh,
by like what? Like punk pirates. Kids or by
like
a country?
Like they've been raided by pirates.
Oh, dang.
Gotta watch out for pirates, man.
Yeah, apparently that's still like a threat in
the
world.
You guys think all my stories are bullshit? One day you're going to read up on all of it. And you're like, holy shit, he was actually telling the truth. Read up on Sealand. No,
that was not a lie.
I'm reading up on Napster. Napster had to pay $36 million in lawsuits before they were sold for $85 million.
Ooh.
And then,
then they went bankrupt. And then they declared bankruptcy protection.
No shit. Yeah. Okay.
And that's a good way to dodge taxes.
The whole reason I was, you know, talking about that Sealand bullshit is that once upon a time, the Pirate Bay wanted to buy
Sealand
and set up shop there because it's international waters, put all their servers there.
Nice.
And say, fuck you.
To everybody.
To everybody.
We are
That's
our own country.
That's what needs to happen eventually. Someone's just going to do that. Someone's going to find an island in the middle of nowhere. I don't know how you run all that data. I mean, don't you?
Yeah.
I mean, I know we do things with
You think Comcast sends internet out there?
Come on, man. It's 21st century. We can do cool stuff.
I've always wondered this and always felt like a dumbass for asking it, and I'm gonna feel like a dumbass for asking it right now. But is there a big line that goes between North America and Europe underwater in the sea?
Oh, like a what? Like
a phone line or power line or
like, you know, like a Cat 5 or something?
No.
You know, like, there's no fiber line that runs across the ocean.
No. That's what satellites are for.
I feel like before there were satellites, there was
cables?
Yeah.
No.
I feel like that's actually a relevant question. How did it get there?
No.
Come on, before satellites and all that stuff, phone calls were made, right? That's legit.
I don't think from us to Europe. I think telegraphs were used.
So there's not a tin can at the other
end, like telegram.
There's a
but
string
that,
underwater.
Yeah, it was definitely two progressive soup cans and a string, first and foremost. But, no, I know telegrams were used, but they use some sort of RF frequency also.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Definitely not. I mean, you're talking about sending beeps.
That does make me feel like an idiot.
I have not personally swam across the entire Atlantic Ocean or been to the ocean floor, but I am can You're say with 99% conviction that there is no Cat 5 line that runs from like New York to
Certainly
London.
Not a Cat 5.
What do you think?
No, I don't even think it's Cat
Certainly
3.
Not
I thought
a
you'd
cat.
Be behind me on the Ty
I
want to
believe that there is, just because that would be awesome to think about.
I feel that like if there is a cable, it's a big fucking
that's
cable.
That's what I'm thinking. It's like...
Like a fucking six to ten foot diameter
like
cable.
Like a big
cocksucker, yeah.
And it fucks all the coral reefs up as it goes through like a train track and it just
We don't care about your reef.
Yeah.
Well actually we legitimately don't care about Australia's reefs.
That's upsetting.
Oh, us dropping the bombs on
Australia.
No, not even that.
They can't handle their snakes.
What?
Oh, no, you can't handle this.
Yeah, you can't handle our snakes, let alone Australia's.
You definitely
snakes.
Can't handle everything there that'll kill you. What?
Everything there is deadly.
Pretty much.
No. Except the coral reef, and that's the one fucking thing we drop bombs
there's
on.
There's shit there that'll kill you.
That's fucking nuts.
Blue rings, man.
Yeah.
Blue ring.
But you didn't hear about the snake that just dropped out of, like, there was a pet store next door to some dude's house. Fucking snake. 100-pound python.
Yeah, and they killed the two kids?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fucking dropped out of the ceiling. Out of the ceiling.
But they're investigating it now because they're like, there's no way.
A goddamn python. Yeah.
That's pretty convenient.
Pretty convenient.
You know,
yeah. Like, fucking python just happened to kill your two kids.
No, man, it was a snake. they totally ate him. I haven't seen him.
I don't know how it slithered in here, mate.
But that's funny, because that's the first question when I told Teresa that story was, did it eat them? And I don't think it ate them.
No, it just constricted them.
Yeah, just the constrictor.
Because what it was going to do was eat them later.
It was going to eat them later.
Right.
But
two children is a lot for one meal.
Tell me though, if you're the detective and you come to the house, like there, that I love the thought of like knock, oh, Detective O'Malley here.
Not in Australia. But.
No, I'm thinking something a little more like from the movie Seven. Yeah, a lot really somber, stark lights.
I can't do an Aussie. Can you do an Aussie?
I can't do an Aussie.
No.
I can do a Steve Irwin.
I can do a bad crocodile hunter. Yeah. Exactly.
Oh, by crikey. She's a beauty.
And then we can all do, that's not a knife.
Well, seems
now
here.
That's a knife.
There it is.
Seems here your kids are missing, eh? They don't say eh.
No.
They do.
No,
they do.
Anybody from Australia, that's all they get.
It's A-Y, that's not like,
A-H. Yeah.
Do you think they hate or love Crocodile Dundee? Like, is he a like they say in Tropic Thunder, like he's a national legend or treasure
Paul
or whatever?
Hogan?
They hate him.
Paul Hogan
hate
has
him so much.
I would be disappointed if there's not Paul merchandise. Paul Hogan
you
merchandise
get,
at the
I
Sydney Opera House. Yeah,
no,
there is.
I want to be able to buy a buck knife.
The airport.
Is that like I want
to
buy
Bowie
the knife,
knife?
The Bowie knife. Yeah, I want to buy that.
I saw
I want
very
there to be a life-size statue of him at the airport, like Sydney, whatever international airport. You get off, and there's like the Crocodile Dundee statue just greeting you. Good
no,
day,
but there
mate.
Are
welcome
there are
Australia.
Steve Irwin statues. There are Steve Irwin statues. He was a much bigger hero. Yeah, fucking everybody in Australia loved the shit out of Steve Irwin.
Fucking the crocodile hunter.
Well, no, because it's weird because like he was kind of an everyday guy. Like friends of mine have gone surfing with him on multiple occasions. Like,
but he was such a nutcase.
Yeah.
Was he high? Was he high on speed or something?
I think he was one of those people that was just naturally high on life.
Yeah, he might.
That
have
like
been.
Legitimately got off on nature.
He's
and,
one
like,
of those dudes that sleeps like an hour and a half a night. That's all he needs, and he's just like,
and he's ready to go.
Yeah, doesn't. Like,
oh my god, I want to go shove my thumb up some animal's ass.
Yeah. I'm gonna stick my hand down this fucking python hole. Or
I'm gonna stick my hand in this beehive and see what happens.
Yeah.
Crikey, I just got stung 5,000 times.
5,000 times.
Oh, really?
If I can't get to civilization soon, I'm gonna bloody die.
Whereas Bear Grylls is just like getting a manicure in between shots.
He's peeing in his mouth.
Yeah, but that's how he earns his money. We were talking
drinking
about
piss.
That the other day.
Yeah.
Is that Bear Grylls, I think his sole reason for existing and the reason that Bear Grylls has made a career is that he drinks his own pee.
I hate Bear Grylls. He's
out of a snake skin. Yes, you're right, Travis. You're
he's
right.
A wiener.
I saw
the desert episode. It was pretty cool.
I think it's about Breaky Time.
He's a cocksucker.
Is it Breaky Time, Duncan?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
On that note, guys, I got a bail. It was a pleasure, as always.
Yeah, wasn't that mean to you this time?
Yeah.
Thank you for clarifying the Bitcoin situation. I do sincerely appreciate that.
He didn't clarify shit. We
yeah.
don't know what the
fuck
hell they
you,
are.
Somebody
he
needs
was
to
way
make,
more clear than you were. Say
somebody needs to make a Super Mario, you know, 8-bit looking coin.
I do need
so
that
I can
sound
buy
effect.
It
I'm going to get that sound
effect. Feel good about it.
Because
that would be awesome.
I'm in.
I am
so get
totally
on,
in. Let me pull some strings and I'll see what I can figure out.
Sounds
great.
Good. All right, man.
Work on it.
Well, you have a you have
later,
a good,
guys.
You have a good one. Give my love to Joe, and we'll talk to you soon, Eddie.
See you, Bender.
Take
see
it
you,
easy.
Joe.
Nice meeting you.
I meant to ask how it sounded and how I guess it's
you
live.
Don't really give a
but
shit.
But I guess it's
no.
live. I mean, if he has to be watching.
I mean, you are Duke of the Scumbags. Do you really?
Duke, what did you say?
Duke of the Scumbags.
Scumbags.
Scum Dogs.
Something like, yeah.
Scum
that's
Dogs.
Different.
What's that?
Scum Dogs, that's Gwar.
That's it.
Gwar are
I knew
the,
that was
they
the
are
thing.
The Scum Dogs of the universe.
Speaking of which, are we going to do that when
let's,
we come
let's
back
do
from
that
break?
When we come back. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, all right. Duncan's going to give the details of what was it called? Well, it wasn't really called anything, was it?
It was the Brutal Gwarbecue and Brew, I believe is what the event was actually called.
Okay.
But it was a release party, a release event for our good friends in Guar, and their brand new beer that is being released for the old barbecue coming up in a couple weeks.
Just, I do like beer.
What's, as a teaser, what's the name of the beer?
The name of the beer is Guar Impaled Ale.
It's an awesome name.
It's an IPA. It's a great name. You're going to bring me one, right?
I have to order it. Like, I have to order some, but I will.
We do love Guar. They are actually friends of the show.
They are.
And
we also love IPAs and, I guess, impaled pale ales.
Well, I don't really. I'm not going to lie.
You drink Budweiser, so any beer you like doesn't.
I drink good beers, too. I just don't like overly hoppy beers.
Sorry, I can't hear you over the sound of your gurgling bud.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Mm. Got it. Duncan, when in doubt, right?
You goddamn right. I mean, what else are you going to do?
You know what that means.
I do know what that means. You know what I want to hear, but you're never going to play it.
So tell me what.
Well, what do you want to hear tonight?
What do I always...
If you've got something else, Jesus.
No, that's what I want to hear. Like, I want to hear... I want to hear what you're going to play.
Gets a little more fun depending on how you're feeling. I don't know. I always love the second segment, Duncan.
I know you do because you're always
belligerently drunk.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm feeling pretty good.
As belligerently drunk as I usually am.
No, you're not.
He's
I'm
articulating sentences, which I'm is trying something.
To. I'm trying to pronunciate my words.
He hasn't tripped over one thing yet.
Except for pronunciate.
Yeah, it's kind of.
Surprised no one's even mentioned the fact that I got a haircut. Come on, guys.
Nope.
No.
But before, I mean, last week, it was
pretty unruly.
Pretty unruly.
Yeah.
See, I don't think I saw you last week, so I've got nothing to compare.
Yeah, but it was getting. I mean, come on. I've been growing this thing out. I was growing that thing out for
a while.
Yeah.
Well, since my wedding.
The wedding,
November 18th.
I was
going to
say.
Damn.
Yeah.
I mean, I noticed the mustache immediately. I was like, oh.
Well, the mustache is coming back as well. And my hair gets ridiculously long, I grow the mustache. And
is that when you rent the white windowless van?
Well, they went in to get the haircut at the old Floyd's barbershop there. I like it because they do the straight razor to the back of the neck. It's all fancy. And they got like hip. It's all hipster in there. No, it's a nice joint, and I feel like I'm going to get a better cut than if I go to Supercuts or something, you know? Like I feel like
pretty much anywhere will give you a better cut.
Yeah, exactly.
Your local butcher will give you a better haircut than Supercuts, yeah.
They understand.
Sorry if any of our listeners work at Supercuts, but y'all got to step some shit up.
And I don't feel like I got the girl I got wasn't as good as the chick I got last time when I got married, but it's okay. It's okay.
The chick you got last time when you got married was Teresa.
Well, that's true, but the chick that cut my hair.
Oh, all right,
I got
all right,
married,
okay.
Come on, you gotta add the words in between them. Like,
seriously,
sorry, my bad. I don't speak Owen as well as I speak Jimbo.
No, you know, it's really not that confusing. I don't think.
No,
but
not,
either way,
not
like
usually, sometimes
I walk in there and I ask her, you know, all right, I gotta get rid of it. Do something pretty. I don't ask really anything.
Yeah.
I'm just like, I don't know.
You're the one that does this shit for a living.
You
do
this,
it.
She's
yeah.
like, I'm like, she's like, short. I'm like, yeah, just cut it all off. And okay, a four short. I don't know.
What do your numbers mean?
Yeah.
I don't know what that is.
Your primitive numbers.
Go for it. Just have fun. Make
and
it
she
look
did,
good.
And she did one, and she. I think it was a four, and she went. I'm like, nah, it's not really short enough. And she, you know, she went a step lower or something. I don't know. What
looks
really
classy.
Happened.
I like your hair.
But to go, yeah,
I'd sleep with you. So
I really like the fact that I can feel the wind again.
Yep.
Yeah.
I can
save a lot of money on shampoo.
Oh my God, it's ridiculous.
Little dabble, do you?
Yep, yep.
Takes like 3 seconds.
And then also it takes no time to dry.
Yes.
Yeah, that's nice, too. That's nice, too. Plus, bitches kind of like it.
Oh, yeah. Nice. You got that, bitches. Yeah.
That doesn't matter to you.
It doesn't matter.
Wait, bitches like Ian or bitches as in like plural?
I do like it when gay guys like.
Okay, so you are referring to Ian as bitches.
No, not necessarily.
Because he is bitches. I call him bitches.
You call him bitches?
I literally call him bitches.
Oh, nice. That's a good name. That's a good name.
Yeah, I think it works. When I went and saw them,
we haven't had Ian on the show in quite a while. He's been on a couple of times, but we haven't had him on in a while.
Yeah, he drinks his great vodka. And
yeah, he's all about
he
that.
He was on one of the Kurt casts.
Yeah. And Kurt showed him pictures of his dick.
I think he kind
of... The molded one that he uses on his wife?
I think he really wanted to fuck Kurt somehow.
It was weird.
It's possible.
Talking shit here on the Ono Radio Show about people that don't... What did
Jesus
you...
Christ.
Did you just break something?
No, you just purchased shitty mic.
Hey,
mic holders.
Don't
and,
you...
Sorry, let me...
Does anybody else have this in their house?
A gaff-taped microphone?
I mean, yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure there's someone out there that does.
Somebody
not
does.
Like me. Come on.
That's
guys,
true.
I give you a futon. I give you the comforts of home.
A leaky roof.
A leaky roof that drips on people.
It's true.
Hasn't done that in a long time. That is the funniest show, I think, that we've ever done, is Adam. Maybe not for the listeners, but certainly for me. Just
yeah.
Talking Ono Radio Show history here, but a long time ago, early on in the studio.
The Brit and the Gay.
The Brit and the Gay. I think that was the name of that
show. That was.
But, the Brit basically had to hold an umbrella through about half the show, and he's sitting right where you are.
Damn.
Yeah.
I mean, and it was raining heavily.
Oh, it was pissing.
It was one of the typical thunderstorms, which, by the way, are just retarded here. They need to...
They have been getting...
Florida
even,
needs to get over it.
It's getting ridiculous.
It's like Florida.
Florida needs to get over
what
it
What
right
are you
now.
Doing? Florida.
Come on.
Stop.
We need one just good hurricane. Get it
Thank
out.
Thank you. But
get
none of
out.
The hurricanes are even hitting us anymore.
Exactly.
It's like,
instead, we get these showers that... Okay, a few years ago when I moved down here, like the afternoon shower, whatever, it would last for 10 minutes and then it's done. But these... are worse.
It's like 3 hour fucking showers.
3 hours and they're torrential fucking downpours.
Yes, the raindrops are the size of goddamn quarters.
And they
so
come
retarded.
Do you think it's weather wars? Do you think? Do you think we're fucking with the weather? The government is.
We're fucking with the weather.
Right,
but
I
it's
know that
global
also.
Warming.
But yeah,
I'm pretty convinced the HAARP is a thing that controls the weather, and I'm pretty convinced that we're. We create storms. We can.
If they could just dial
storms.
The temperature down a little bit,
just a smidge,
make it so not quite so ungodly.
Like, what about
hot.
Chemtrails? It's conspiracy night on the Ono Radio.
No, last week was
we can't
night.
Get into conspiracies here. Like you know, I can't handle
but you
that
know
right
chemtrails.
Now.
You know what chemtrails are.
Yeah, we talked about it last week on the second segment
well,
of the
I'm
podcast.
Just, I'm.
Owen doesn't remember.
No, I don't really.
I know, but that's why I have to remind him that. This was already the second segment of a podcast.
I must
no,
not
no
be
conspiracies allowed because I
answers.
Will talk for 5 fucking hours about them, and I'm not interested in doing that tonight. I do have to work in the morning.
Do you think they're real?
What, chemtrails?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm not going to go into
it. Oh,
shit. No.
All right. Oh, shit.
What's next
you
on your
it
iPhone?
What's
you
next
hear,
on what's
yeah,
next?
What's
it,
next
are we
going
to talk about what we said we were going to fucking talk about?
Well, second segment, we transfer from the iPhone to the computer.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, we actually said that we were going to talk about something.
Yeah,
something
kind of
talk
important.
About that first. Yeah, absolutely.
We probably
and
should.
Yeah,
should
probably get it out of the way. It's kind of a big deal.
You're right. We'll merge into the fact that Duncan went to a Guar beer release
some
party.
Guar beer release party.
Yes.
Yeah.
Drove my happy
the
ass.
The Guar
beer release.
It was a blast.
It was a
Allegedly.
Blast.
Actually.
Okay, tell me, it, tell
okay.
me all about it.
Well, I drove my happy ass to Ybor,
mm-hmm.
which is a nice leisurely drive. It was like
that's in Tampa, Florida, folks.
Yeah,
that's
it's a very cool
hour 45, hour 30.
Fuck, no.
Not even.
It
no.
is.
No, it's not.
It's
no,
maybe
it's
an hour if you're stuck in traffic.
No, it's like
it's not
it,
an
it's
hour.
An hour 15.
Okay, that's reasonable. I'll accept that.
I made it in an hour.
Yeah, exactly.
And that was including getting stuck by one of those bullshit rainstorms, which, by the way, everybody in front of me had their goddamn hazards on, and I was losing my mind.
Oh, that's
it's like
worst.
People here have never seen rain before. It blows my mind.
No, that was me driving home from the factory today, and I almost had a goddamn stroke, but that's another story.
I'm glad you didn't have a stroke.
Altogether.
This would be a weird show if you had a stroke.
So I drove down to Ybor, and I went to... I knew obviously Dave Odorous, obviously knew he was going to be there, and I always see like the same kind of group of Gwar fans at all these Florida shows, so
right. They
all know me, and saw our friend Patrick who,
oh my god, the Lord of the Scumbags is here.
Yeah,
it's
pretty much.
Well, I thought he was
I'm the Duke. He's the Lord.
That's
nobody,
right.
Nobody,
my bad.
Are
sorry.
Tonight? Are you the Lord?
I'm the Lord.
I think you're
the
Lord.
I'm the Pauper.
I'm the Lord. You're the Pauper.
You're the fucking Pauper. Shut up.
Fuck you, Owen. I still kick your ass.
Hey, Lordship. Can you put him in line, please?
Hey. God, he's pretty, though. I can't. He's
the prettiest of the Paupers. That's why we had him in here.
How many Paupers are there? Should I know?
Look, I'm gonna say something to him that I know he's heard a lot, but you are a handsome individual. You know that.
You're just trying to make me blush.
Well, I'm just trying to...
That's why I think we never looked up his mom's Facebook. But that's why I think his mom must be hot, you know?
Yeah.
I get my looks from
her. So anyway.
She pooped him out.
Yep. So I go... This is my first experience at a bar event in quite some time. Like, I'll go over to
a
drinker,
you're...
I don't like the bar scene.
You don't like the bar scene.
I'll go to Oblivion and I'll catch a burger.
I like quieter bars, honestly. Like, I don't like big bustling, but I hate that environment. Like,
it was... Now, this place, it was at the Crow Bar, which is... Okay. It's a
That's
definite...
a slick-ass name for a bar.
It is.
It's not bad.
It is.
Nah,
the Crow Bar. And it, like, their logo is a crowbar with a crow sitting on it. I'm like, double pun. I see what you did there.
Get it there.
But it's definitely a metal bar. Like, I think a lot of hipsters probably hang out there. There were a lot of hipsters there.
They're everywhere.
What was the beer that was flowing around the most? Well, I guess that's...
No, it was the
Gwar
beer, yeah.
It was the Gwar beer, but...
It was, in fact, the beer release party.
Oh, but, I mean, obviously, they had a lot of PBR and a lot of High Life.
Got it. Yeah, hipster bar.
Hipster beer. And a lot of Fireball whiskey shots going around. So, I show up, and I end up meeting up with like this group of 8 or 9 Gwar people, most of whom I knew, a few of whom I did not. Walked down to the club. We walked in like we own the joint. Show them my ID. Obviously, I don't pay because that's not how I roll.
Oh, and Duncan doesn't pay for things.
Duncan doesn't pay for things.
Well, not at concerts or
most concerts. No, I do pay for concerts, but Dave,
but not Gwar.
Dave doesn't let me pay
anything
for his
Gwar
shows.
Related. Yeah.
Dave doesn't. No, I mean, I would be paying for Gwarbecue if I was there, but like for the most part, Dave, if it's a tour night, he's just like, no, you're.
When
are
you
going
to get us an endorsement? Are you going to get us a little.
I fucking. Okay. All right. I tried. And here's what happened is I'm sitting with Dave at the merch table and like he's signing shit all day long. And the event started at 6. I got there about 6:30, 6:45. And, until about 9 o'clock when the bands were going on, he was signing shit pretty consistently.
Damn.
And I'm just standing there with him, bullshitting with him.
People.
Like, talking to people I don't know.
He is pretty friendly. I imagine he's really good with fans.
He's great with fans. Like, and he's, you know, he's there.
I mean, I saw a little bit of it, but
yeah,
you know, just, it,
you know,
for
he's
that
like,
long,
people
it
are bringing,
old,
yeah, people
you know?
Want to get pictures. He'll take pictures, you know, and this is him not in costume. Obviously, like this is him as Dave, and he's selling Gwarbecue sauce and signing bottles, and you know what I mean. They're selling Gwar beer pint glasses, which I have, and they're awesome. I'll
that
take a picture
is great.
And send them to. I have a big collection of pint glasses for somebody who doesn't drink.
Yeah,
but yeah,
I
that is curious.
Glass,
how does that work?
Glasses.
But I
give
like
me some
tea.
Of those. I need. Give me some.
You can't have my pint glasses.
Come on, give me
no.
He drinks tea out of them.
Can you put it in your will
Iced
though?
Tea.
That when you die, I get them.
Yeah, all right. I'll talk to Kelsey.
All right, cool.
I can be arranged.
I'm gonna kill him for his glasses.
Now that I know you need pint glasses, I know what to get you for gifts. Anyway.
That is true. That's easy.
I have, like, all the other glasses that I don't need, but
yeah,
I don't
but
have
no
good
pint glasses.
Pint glasses.
Yeah.
Like, I have, like,
solid
one.
Pint
I
glasses.
I broke most of them.
I know.
Yeah, that sounds...
That's why I won't get you any really good ones.
Yeah, no but water for Crystal for Owen.
You have to get me the good ones, because, like, solid ones, because yeah. otherwise...
Oh, no, obviously the solid ones.
These were
very cheap. They were not supposed to be cheap.
They slightly nick the edge of it slightly nicks yeah, the and then head it cuts of the fucking thing, open. And then it fucking goes bam in yeah. your hands.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, but some of them are made so cheap these days. You got to steal them from bars.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I
want stolen ones from bars.
Stolen ones from bars.
That's definitely in my price range.
Duly noted.
I could probably
absolutely.
Arrange that.
And that goes out to any fan that listens to the show.
Steal pint glasses.
Don't buy them.
PO box.
Apparently, if you buy them, they're cheap. You have to steal
them.
You have
to steal them
from good
a bar.
Bars, good salt.
Yep.
Get me a German Stein.
Okay.
Do you want a boot?
I don't want a boot.
Okay.
I want a liter.
You drink fucking cans of Budweiser.
No, I need a half liter.
Yeah, the 0.5.
No, Budweiser. Budweiser, dude, they do tons of Steins. I know because my grandpa collected them, and they still collect space in my grandma's garage.
What audacity does that company have that they feel like they can fucking make Steins for their beer?
You're 21 years old. Shut the fuck up.
I have had more beers in my life, more different types of beers than both of you combined. So I'm not even going to have this argument with you.
Just the fact that I drink Budweiser, first off.
Yes,
does that
absolutely.
Mean I have drank a lot of beers in my life. And that guy has drank a lot too.
I have drank a lot.
Okay, fair
I have
enough.
Drank, I have drank a lot. I'm not like I'm
enough.
Not like
yeah,
a,
yeah. I know. I
so,
got
come
you.
On.
I got you.
Yeah.
Fucking.
So anyway, like I go to this
Snapperfish. We need
I go,
a name for him.
We
That's
go
his
to this.
New name. That's his radio name.
All right.
Radio name is Snapperfish. But go on.
All right.
So we go, and in a typical bar fashion, I think that, you know, being used to normal concerts and events, that if the event starts at 6, that the band's going to start at like 6:37. No, the bands don't start until 9.
Yeah.
All right,
Ooh.
So 3 hours
well,
in.
They want to keep you there.
Well, they want to keep you there, and then we're like, and Dave's supposed to come out in costume and do a couple of songs with the Guar tribute band that they have playing that night. And he's asking the bar manager, he's like, so when is this band going on stage? He's like, midnight? I'm like, oh my God. I really wanted to be home by midnight because I'm old. But
that's the time it probably should
yeah.
be going on.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
That type of an event.
And
you're just old.
That's yeah, right. No, I am. Yeah. I am. Exactly. So we sit through the first band, and me, like every so often, me and Dave are looking at each other like, is this, oh my God, really? And they were all over the place. Like, they were good, but they were bad. And then I was just like I'm jamming to this, and I look at Dave, and I'm like, is this a direct ripoff of a Snot song? Or is it, he's like, it's exactly what I was thinking. Like, it was a 100% complete ripoff of a song that nobody's
Duncan,
heard.
You are getting a little bit of a Dave boner, Duncan. I need
yeah.
to calm it down.
I know.
Just
here, throw this pillow on your lap.
Yeah, it's a Dave boner. It happens
yep.
every once in a
it
while.
It does happen every once in a while.
And you get a little too excited about me and Dave. We're the best friends ever. We're going to have
it was just,
we're gonna have a little family.
It was.
We're totally
going to
adopt
it. It's just funny because.
We're going to visit him every day. We're going to hang
because
out.
Because he looks a lot like he could be my dad.
You.
Yeah.
Have you seen
yeah.
a psychologist?
No, no, he's even said it.
What does your dad look like?
He's
Dave.
Fat.
Like, fatter than you were?
Oh, yeah.
Like,
yeah, like, he's probably still hovering around 400 pounds now, but
can I say
at one point
blows
he weighed
my
up
mind
to eight.
That you're not fat. Like, because I
and
saw
he,
your
yeah.
I saw your fat pictures. Like,
well, yeah.
Your metabolism did something that it just collapsed.
It reversed.
Was that the
yeah.
omission of, like, drugs?
Yeah.
Certain drugs
yeah.
that just did that? But you were a total blowhead, so that's what.
Oh yeah,
how does that
no,
work?
No, no, no. You know what it was?
But it didn't.
It
happen
was
quite
ephedrine.
Oh wait, no. Well, ephedrine fucking keeps you from eating.
It was. That's why I. That's why I lost the weight.
Oh, gotcha.
I was like my dad. Literally, like he is a big fucking dude. Like,
right.
And my mom's a bigger girl too. Like I come from big stock. I somehow got the height. Everybody else in my family is short as shit, but I got height out of it.
That's weird when that happens.
But yeah, like
weird,
I was
very yeah. You don't have a grandfather or anything.
No, my grandpa was short. My great grandpa, like everybody's
wow.
short.
There's something.
I guess like brothers
down
somewhere off the line, like
right.
You know
yeah.
what I mean? Like uncles and great uncles were tall, but like everybody in my direct bloodline, they were all very short.
What's your lineage again?
Irish, Scottish, German, French.
Jesus. Well, that's why you're so mixed.
Yeah.
It just comes from anywhere.
Yeah.
What are you? What are you?
Irish Cherokee.
Fucking weirdo.
Yeah.
I drink like a champ. I don't know.
I was told that there's Seminole, and I'm like, I'm not going to claim that because I'm not going to go by some shit that somebody tells
me. Is your dad Cherokee?
No. Well, I mean, yeah, my dad's Cherokee. My great-grandma was Cherokee.
Oh, got it.
So.
Got it.
The rest of my dad's side is all Irish, and then most of my mom's side is Irish, but I think there's like a French Welsh person involved somewhere.
Well, they all cross over at some point.
Yeah, exactly. But I'm predominantly Irish and Cherokee.
The Butlers apparently did start in Ireland once upon a time, and hey, as the Keepers and the Wanderers, no, they started in France and ended up in Ireland or something.
Yeah.
Well, it's all... There's like three different versions of Butlers, and I don't know which one I come from.
I can definitely say that I am much more Scotch-Irish than anything else. But my we're as American country as it gets. Yeah. Like, we are...
Lineage talk.
Yeah.
Here.
Well, this is what happens in the fucking second segment.
It's a very second segment.
Yeah.
Topic.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, long story short, Gwar beer was good.
Gwar beer was good.
Gwar beer was good.
I didn't mean to cut you off.
No. It's totally cool. But it is like, it's fanboy talk. You know what I mean? Like, it's just me doing shit that, as a fan of the music and as a fan of the band.
Somebody that loves Gwar, they're probably like, fucking.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. But like, by the way, I got to help him build the costume. It was rad as shit.
Yeah, you get to help him put it on and...
No, he puts it on himself, but like, I help him put the spikes and the shoulder pads together.
That is fucking adorable.
It was cool.
Isn't that cute?
Yeah.
Isn't it?
It was mostly because
that's when his boner is full strength, I assume.
No, the boner was full strength when I watched him rape a Bible with the cuttlefish.
It's the cuttlefish.
Nice. Nice. With a cuttlefish?
The fake dick that Odorous has is called the Cuttlefish of Cthulhu.
Okay. Copy.
So he...
I pictured like...
the Bible with the cuttlefish.
All right.
Not a cuttlefish, the cuttlefish.
Gotcha. I thought you said a cuttlefish. And,
no.
And that's cool. I'm not. I dated a ginger for a little bit, so I'm not to judge one's sexual life. But
oh, man,
I
dated a crazy ginger.
Right.
Too. Owen.
So I got a couple clips this week.
Of course you do.
I pulled some stuff.
You always do.
And this one really just made me chuckle because it's something. This to me is probably the worst thing that I would ever. If you want to put me in hell. This is my hell, is what this guy is doing. And
did you hold on before
I'll
you
let
do
the
this,
clip explain it a little bit?
Pause, Motorhead. There you go. That's
good call.
That's why you're a co-host.
Are you taking notes?
Anyway,
I am. Right. Whoa! What?
Yeah, exactly. You can't do this job, son.
No,
it's a hard life.
Looking for a purple, but not like the purple, but more like a purple. Know what I mean?
Oh, did it not download the right video?
Want something we could live with for a long time.
Well, that's bullshit. Anyway,
we'll
just talk about it.
Purple.
It's fine.
Nurple.
That's funny that happened.
Down the mall, man. I'm telling you. That's the program.
What's that?
Down the mall.
Down the mall?
Yeah, it's like a Firefox program. Yeah.
I have like three of them. I thought they got the right one. I must have just clicked the wrong thing.
Fair enough.
Everything happens.
All right, cool.
It's fine. Everything's chill.
All right.
What I will say about this guy, though, is this guy was going to run 28 miles a day or something. He was going to do consecutive marathons.
That's stupid.
With a fridge on his back.
That's really,
what?
Really stupid.
I think it was like an 87-pound fridge, and over 5 days or something was going to run the equivalent of like five marathons or something stupid. Just retarded.
Right.
That guy's a jackass.
He's like, and he's a grandpa.
Hell yeah. Then that immediately makes it awesome.
And he's doing it for a cure.
Oh, then that makes it even more awesome. God damn it.
That's all the reasons I had the video, and the video didn't work. And I should be mad, but I'm trying to keep my cool. Because Travis is here. We got a guest, you know.
Thanks.
Yeah, when has that ever fucking stopped you
before?
I don't
want to freak him out.
Seriously, dude. Like.
Yeah. What else you got? How much a bench?
You act like I just met you.
I like this one.
A
this
man
one's
arrested
good.
For calling 911 to complain about his McDonald's order is defending that call tonight.
Did you hear the beginning of that?
Yeah.
Yes.
A man arrested for calling 911 to complain about his McDonald's order is defending that call tonight. He says he thought his disagreement with a restaurant manager was an emergency. Police didn't think so. He talked exclusively with WAOB News 10's Josh Roden tonight. It's a story that's new at 11.
Retarded at 11.
What? Tell me what you think of this guy. Just first off, you got to hear this guy's story. This is his plea of forgiveness, essentially.
I think that I don't watch news for this very reason. Yeah. If anything,
this is not news.
Yeah, give me NPR, but I refuse to support local news.
I do kind of want to hear, though, about the guy that calls 911 and gets in trouble for calling 911 about ordering too many cheeseburgers. Really? And then
that's what you get for shopping at McDonald's.
He orders 7 and only gets 6. But we'll hear his case here.
Yeah, Ben, we know 911 is for emergency calls. So what happens if you dial 911 because a restaurant got your order wrong? Well, that landed one man in jail.
Oh, my God.
I love
that guy's voice.
Lorenzo Wiggins was hungry when he walked into the East Albany McDonald's last night.
I went in to order 7 McDoubles and 1 chicken and 1 fry.
But after he walked outside, he says he noticed that wasn't what he got.
I live at the store without checking it. But when I got to my truck and I got ready to leave, I looked in the bag and come to find out I didn't have but 6 McDoubles.
Riggins says he took the bag inside and talked to an employee hoping to get his other hamburger, but things didn't turn out so well.
She was like trying to get an attitude with me, like, man. I said, I'm gonna call the police.
And that's what...
Did you see his suit?
Yeah, he looks like a goddamn pimp.
He does look like a goddamn
pimp. It's a zoot suit.
Like he borrowed it from Don Magic Wand.
Banana yellow.
Yeah, it's a zoot suit.
Goddamn. He did.
I'm up here at McDonald's up here.
Oh, yeah, this is a call.
Oh, God.
This is the actual 911 call.
I'm up here at McDonald's here.
I'm up here at McDonald's up here. And I ordered, 7 burgers, and I went to my vehicle, right, and I came back telling that they took a burger from me.
But that call sent him to jail. When a police officer arrived at the restaurant, Riggins was arrested and charged with violation of emergency 911 telephone.
I called the police and thinking that, everything was all cool, about me calling the police. I ain't know I was misusing 911. No, I ain't never thought that.
Riggins spent the night in jail and...
Really?
You don't understand.
I mean, honestly, it's hard for me to feel sympathy towards an individual that doesn't understand the guidelines for 911.
Seriously.
I don't even really have to play the rest of the clip.
Do. You do at this point. We're committed.
We're invested.
Yeah.
Bonded out today. He's upset because he says he never got a chance to explain his side of things to police.
He also never got his goddamn burger.
I want to be treated like a person with respect. And
he was hungry this whole time.
Respect. But I didn't ever know that was...
Here's another good one. They obviously interviewed this guy in his home. He put on this nice suit, right? He sat him in a nice chair.
And then has a trash bag hanging off the doorknob.
And has a trash bag hanging off the front door. You can tell, where's the white wall? The plain background that we can put you against?
I thought it was a banana.
And they left the Dollar General yellow trash bag hanging around.
Yep.
Yeah, of course.
They wanted to set the stage, I think. Yeah. It's kind of where it was going.
I really like how they've attached his mic, too. This is a news... this is quality news team.
Right on the lapel.
Yeah, but they don't even bother.
They didn't even try to hide the cord. They're like, this guy probably stinks. They don't want to reach in there.
They want this thing off there as quick as possible.
Misusing 911.
Riggins also has a message for you.
And what's with the shots directly
of the forehead?
The forehead.
That is a weird. That is a weird camera shot.
That's what the news is doing.
What is this, an ASPCA commercial? Jesus fucking Christ.
Where's Sarah McLachlan?
Yeah, agreed.
It's a black man's head with sad puppy eyes. That should be our new logo.
No.
That should be our new logo. We should put. I want that on a shirt, though.
I will never come to this show again.
Right?
Come on. You wouldn't wear that on a shirt?
No. Not even. I wouldn't even consider wearing it, actually.
Come on. It's hilarious.
No.
Come on. Mm-mm. It's kind of funny.
I mean, it's comical now and, in a hypothetical scenario, but
yeah,
no, never.
No.
Never.
I'd wear it.
No.
dead.
Yeah, because you're a racist.
How would I say?
Not a racist, man.
Check your food before you leave.
Doing that.
Always be careful when you go buy food anywhere you go.
And if there's
that's,
a problem,
that's, what
that's
you
your advice. That's your that's fucking your advice.
Now, Lorenzo good. Says he still plans to eat at
McDonald's. Lorenzo says that he would like a snickerdoodle.
Yeah, this guy just needs...
All right, I have seen enough at this point.
Punch in the face.
Yeah, that's enough of that.
Yeah, that's that was that. Rough. Thanks, Owen, for that enlightening little clip.
Well, you guys need to realize the world out there.
Agreed.
You know, we need to do...
Except the newsroom. I'll watch that, but...
I don't know anything about that show. I need to get into it. Breaking Bad's coming back, and I'm really excited about that. That's my jam.
What season are they on now?
It's 5. It's going to be the second half of season 5.
Okay.
8 more episodes to go. It's the end, yeah. 8 more episodes to go.
The end for now. They always say it's the end.
Nah, this one, I truly feel it. I don't feel like there's...
They're going to end on a high note?
Well,
no.
It's just, even if you know the show, it just feels like it's there's so much goddamn tension that he's probably gonna die.
Right.
You know, it's
did the crystal meth cure his cancer?
Not yet.
Oh, so he's still dying of the cancer, too.
Well,
he's been dying for, like, a while now.
He went into remission.
Oh, okay.
He was able to get...
I watched about 4 episodes of that show, and I've never watched anything else.
I watched the first 3 seasons.
He used all the meth money to cure him. And, like, it's still, the cancer's still there. Like, it could come back and get worse, whatever. But he's holding on.
But now he's just addicted to the money?
Yeah, now he's just a madman. He's a sociopath that's basically doing it because he likes it.
Sounds about right.
That's
why we do most things,
but
honestly.
But he does love the money. And he's making too much to launder, basically. Like, he's got a warehouse. Spoiler alert, he's got a warehouse full of money, you know. Like, not a warehouse, but like a storage unit.
That's a terrible place to store money.
His wife sets it up. She like puts a whole. So like, I come in here and I spray it for. What she says? She sprays it for like it's a pile of money, right? And she has a couple tarps. She's got it on pallets, like big pile of money. And it's all different denominations. So she's just like, I don't have time to weigh it, and I don't, you know, I don't know what to do with it. So I put it here, and. She says she comes in and sprays it with something. I forget what it was, but she sprays it for lice or something every week. Like, what eats money? What would be a bug that eats money? Like moths or something?
Beer?
Drugs? Beer, yeah. But like,
I mean,
you know what I mean? It's in a storage unit.
Huh.
And
huh.
She's trying to keep it fresh. Like, I would never even think of that. That's how far that show goes.
Okay.
Okay. I don't know. Maybe
you know
I'll get invested
about?
One day, but
if
no. I've never heard of lice eating money before, if that's what
there
you're asking
me. There would be something,
me.
I don't know.
My mattress would have some serious explaining to do if
yeah,
that was
right.
the case. Yeah.
You know, I understand the logic. Gets humid, gets hot, it's paper, it falls apart over time, right?
You've got all this money, but you can't afford an AC-controlled
storage unit.
I believe
boom, gone.
I believe it.
Lost
I
it.
I believe it was. I
well, then.
It was. But she still said she came in there and sprays it. I don't know. Maybe it's just
I don't know.
An exaggeration.
Maybe.
Of a doting wife. I don't know.
This would be a great time for a caller right now. If you have millions of dollars locked away in a storage unit,
please
call our show
the thousands
and become our friends.
And the millions
yeah.
watching at home are always too scared to call us, is
they
what I've determined.
Are.
Right, right.
Because
definitely
people,
in the second
all
section.
All 4 of them, yeah.
No, definitely in the second segment.
It's
second
a,
segment.
It's a dangerous.
Yeah.
But that's when I need them to call, and that's when I want them to call. That's when the phone lines are the most open.
Yeah, because that's when we run out of
do we
steam.
Need, do we need to give out the number one more time?
No.
No, we don't.
We can give it out. I don't care.
We don't need to.
I don't remember it yet, so I'm no help
Duncan's
to y'all.
Duncan's in a mad. He's in an angry.
I'm world. Not. I'm
he
really
just wants
not.
Checkers.
I just want checkers, and I want my comfortable bed with my little gay dog curled up next to me. That's all I really want.
Ginger's
right
not doing it for you?
But Ginger's awesome.
Where'd she go?
She's not in
she
here, though.
She bounced just a second ago.
She's probably in with Teresa.
I miss
that
Ty.
Bitch.
I do miss Ty.
It's.
You guys are making me feel real welcome.
No. You're awesome.
Uh-huh.
I don't know.
Uh-huh.
I don't know.
I like Travis.
Owen, your car just never got fixed again. That's strange.
how that happened.
How did that work?
Curious. It's weird how Duncan's Honda got fixed up a little bit.
It took no time. Sure, I had time for him. Our schedules worked out.
It was amazing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you did.
Damn it.
Yeah, you did.
Damn it.
See what happens? You get a little too boozy.
Well, guys, it's been a great show. I mean, I'm not going to end it. I'm not going to end it right away. I'm just saying it's been a great show, and now I have to spend the next 10 minutes trying to get my car fixed, so back to...
No. Let me rephrase for Owen. Spend the next 10 minutes kicking my ass so that I'll fix his car.
So, Travis, about your mom's pictures.
I will give you a hint. Sleeping with my mother will not get your car fixed any faster.
Oh, really? I could call you dad then?
No, he would have to call you dad.
Yeah, I'd have to call you daddy.
Oh, yeah, that's what I mean.
Yeah, see, you're even too fucked up to be able to make
exactly.
this work.
Hey, you all get it.
You all get it. Because the sober one explained it.
Fucking assholes, they get it out there.
Man, all right, yeah.
Do they?
I spend all the time and money on this enterprise, Duncan.
All the time and money in the world.
Yes, absolutely. This is your full-time job.
Can't give me the respect that I deserve when I make a quick slip-up.
No. Under no circumstances.
We're professionals.
Yeah, absolutely.
We're professionals, goddammit.
And I've been here for all of an hour.
Travis, you shut up.
You shut up. You shut your whore mouth.
Oh, yeah,
right
you tell
now.
Me. That's right.
I got one more thing.
All right, what's your one more thing?
Oh, Jesus.
This is a news story that'll make you mad, all about how white people are the problem.
Oh, well, we
that's
are.
True.
Yeah.
I saw a black dude.
I don't see anybody. It's all blurry.
This is all from a take from a cell phone camera.
Of course it is.
But this is from a.
Those shocking images are from Huntington Beach, California, where at the conclusion of the U.S. Open of Surfing on Sunday, a white mob began rioting.
A white angry crowd
vandalized property, broke the windows of businesses, looted some stores, and brawled with each other on the streets of downtown Huntington Beach.
That's
police
every sports
bullets
event.
On the unruly mob and arrested at least seven people, including a firefighter from Anaheim. You probably haven't heard much about the white riot in Huntington Beach, and that's because the story of white criminal culture is not a story the mainstream media will tell you.
Oh my God.
This is coming from MSNBC.
From what could be the whitest dude in the world.
And from what could be the...
How many times this week have you heard about the federal charges? He's been...
The guy that wrote the initial article that spawned this whole thing is actually a black dude.
Well, good.
And he does talk,
good.
He does talk later in it. But, really? Like... This is what's going on now.
Why are we attributing race to mobs anymore? Like, again, can't we just all hate each other equally? Is that
You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's just a riot. Now it's a white riot. Because
because it's a surfer thing, and no black dudes ever surf, right?
Well, yeah, that's true, honestly. But
but you know what it is that surfers smoke weed and black people smoke weed, so that's why.
And there's plenty of Hawaiians and people of other. You know, nationalities.
Ethnicities, yeah.
Right.
It's not a white riot. I mean, yes.
It's a surfer riot, yeah.
In this case, there were the majority of the people there because of its locale and... Because
it was a goddamn surf expo.
It's a surf expo.
It was not Australia.
If it was a dog fighting expo, it would have been black people.
Sorry,
you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
I was thinking about the snake thing.
Oh, yeah.
But no, yeah, you're right. It was California. But more than likely, most of those people, yes, they were white there. But I guarantee you there's a few, you know, other people. But just...
Saw a couple darkies in there.
All right, one thing like this now, and now there's...
It's a white mob
riot.
Problem.
Let's listen to the rest.
Slap with were alleged insider trading violations.
This goes back
what about
to
JP Morgan Chase, a company
bullshit.
Run almost
What's
entirely
going on about
by
the
white
problem?
Men. Well, that white. Financial giant quite.
How, why did we just get a picture of JP
Morgan
dollars
in a settlement after being accused of manipulating the power market?
This is all about white
Sad
crime.
Truth is that the white power structure in this country has no clue how to solve the problems within the white community. Look, I don't want people to be suspicious of white men, but the Huntington Beach riot underlines a stark truth about white culture. The fact is, 84% of white murder victims are killed by other white people. We really do have to question whether white leadership, where they are on this issue. The conversation is sorely lacking an appeal from
so the now,
white community.
So now, but now, seriously, now white people, now we're the problem, huh?
Everybody's a goddamn problem.
I gotta tell you, there's a lot of benefit with an entire country fighting against itself. It doesn't matter what the race it is, but race against race, anything against anything. I just don't understand why that's an issue at all. Like,
it's stupid. It's like, you know, people can get mad at me for some of the jokes I tell on here and some of the ways I come at it, but at the end of the day, it's all
in good fun. Absolutely. Yeah. No, absolutely.
And I absolutely do that. I'm guilty of that. But to ever say that I'm racist or to ever really imply that I am,
no, of course,
it's retarded. And that's the thing, like, with some of this stuff that
it just promotes bigotry, and that's frustrating.
And that's what it seems like it's doing for all of us.
Well,
like,
that's,
I feel like they
that's what it's designed to do.
Absolutely.
That's what it's designed to do, and that's what the mainstream media is designed to do.
Fear mongering, bigotry, that shit's what sells.
No, yeah, but that's the thing, is like Travis and I am pretty sure on board with a lot of the same conspiracies.
Dude, I am too.
I know you are, but like, it's one of those things where it's fine to talk about with us and like-minded people, but you talk about it around certain people and they look at you like you're insane.
Well, that's what this show is for.
Like,
It's also like a 5-hour conversation.
Yeah, that's
like
the thing.
Debating,
is like
setting up, like setting your scenario.
I would love to do a separate podcast of that sort sometime.
Conspiracast?
A Conspiracast, like with us, like talking
conspiracy.
Oh, I think that would actually...
I've got at least 50 hours of material.
We're the lone gunman.
That's just from Zeitgeist alone.
Yes.
Like, let
oh
alone.
My God.
Cheers.
Chink. I don't even know.
And
what
have
that
you
is,
seen the
like
other
wonder.
Two?
You've never,
have
oh,
you
I've seen them all.
Yeah.
I've seen them all like 8 times.
Torrent Zeitgeist.
Have you ever heard of Zeitgeist before?
Yeah.
Do you have Netflix?
Yeah, I've seen
all three
seen
of them
them?
Are
yeah,
on
seen,
Netflix.
I've seen one of them.
Which one
yeah,
was
I
it?
Was bored
probably
the first
one.
Yeah, Zeitgeist the movie about 9/11.
I know about
starts
all
with
that.
Religion.
Yeah,
yeah
starts
I
with.
I didn't need that. Do you know what I mean? Like I was a kind of a truther for a while back when, and I learned about a lot of that stuff before that movie was out. So when I saw it,
right.
It was just,
do you
it
know
was
what fractional reserve banking is?
Of the things I already knew in a sense.
Do you know what fractional reserve banking is?
Fractional reserve banking.
Yes. Watch Zeitgeist Agamemnon.
Amendum.
I apologize.
All right, can you explain it in a quick short?
Fractional reserve banking is the fake way in which money is created, basically principally accruing interest at all points, meaning that there will always be more money owed in any sort of monetary system that actually exists. So bankruptcy and foreclosures are inherently built
into a system,
and you will always lose.
Which is, ding, ding, ding,
Western society.
Yep. It's exactly what our
which
economy
is. Which
is
why the Bitcoin is so cool.
Maybe. No.
For now.
Anyway.
Until it crashes, but what... Yeah, regardless. Yeah.
I think it's time we wrap this up. It is time.
Yeah.
We've got someone out on the porch that is waiting for our
is
company.
Is Gina here?
And we have done enough.
Oh.
We've done enough of a show.
I think we've done enough
evening.
Damage
I think
for
it's
one
been,
night.
Yep, all right.
Travis, it's been a pleasure.
Dude, I'm glad I came, man.
We need to have you back, and I do think that...
Hold on.
I don't need to wrap things up. We can wrap things
up. No. I don't want to cut you off. What I was going to say is he ran the very fine line of talking just the right amount. He didn't Kurt cast it, but he also didn't Wolfgang it. You know what I mean?
That's right.
Like you were right there in that prime
nice middle area.
Yeah, prime.
Oh, I'm absolutely
that
flattered.
Sweet spot, the sweet nougaty center.
Ooh,
of the podcast, if
tasty.
You will.
I think he did okay.
I think he did all right.
I mean, we're gonna have a vote. we're gonna have several people in and do a rotation. We're gonna have
We're
gonna see. We're gonna see. You know, depending. You know, who works out and who doesn't is.
So far,
is
as it, the first, as the first one.
Very strong first.
Very
one.
Strong first impression.
Very strong.
Oh, stop it, y'all.
I mean, if you've got a few hours once a week
for Conspiracast.
Well, that's gonna
I am a part of the Conspiracast. No, I don't even care if y'all know about it.
Well, then you're going to have 2 days a week, because we're still going to do the Oh No Radio
No, we do,
show.
But we need to do.
I kind of do want to do a second show that's different, and I kind of think it's conspiracy.
Okay, here's what we need to do,
You know
do,
that
though?
Old show? What's that show? It's on public radio.
It's on NPR?
It's on NPR. No, it was on one of the AM stations. You know what I'm talking about.
I don't. I only know NPR.
People out there know what I'm talking about.
The conspiracy.
It's a conspiracy show, but I think we should do it our style. And
what I think we need to do, honest to God, we're going to need to do it on the porch. I am not going to be able to have Conspiracast. I am not going to be able. I cannot do Conspiracy Cast without smoking compulsively because it stresses me out, bro.
Conspiracast will all just be handheld microphones.
That's
How about that?
Fine. But all I'm saying is, like, dude, the conspiracy shit really does, like, I get so worked up into it.
Yeah. No, absolutely. I hear you.
Yeah. So
there are certain things I buy and there are other things I don't. But
yeah.
That's something that's personal
for everybody.
But
the Hitler occult tentacle of Odessa thing? Oh, man. Don't.
Next week.
I got to dig out my big book of conspiracies. Have you ever read
that? Hell yeah, no. But I know you're going to be lending it to me.
Oh, I want that too.
Seriously, it's about 18 inches tall, and it's an animated book, like a comic book of all these different conspiracies.
That is fantastic.
And there's like there's one about the moon landing, and then there's one about the fake moon landing. You know what I mean? There's one like, we really went there, and we really didn't go there.
Oh, okay, cool. So it supports both sides.
Yeah.
That is awesome.
So, all right. Thank you, everybody, for listening.
Y'all have been some peaches.
What we forgot to do is to mention is that you should go to the Facebook and you should like us and you should leave us feedback. You can call us on the number which we have repeatedly said. And what you can also do is you can go to www.onoradioshow.com and donate money. Donate
we
lots
like
and lots of
money.
Okay, it's been a while since we played this, and I think we need to listen to it.
Time to go.
But,
down
let's
go.
Lead us and send you a message.
It's time to go.
Travis, it's been a pleasure.
It's been a fucking pleasure being on this show, and thank you for all you sorry sops that listen
you
to us. I appreciate
back,
it.
Whether you want to or not.
That sounds illegal, but okay.
Time to go.
And,
we do what we want.
Time all right.
We're going to get out of here. We're going to see you next
week. We'll see you next
week. It's going to be a huge show, folks.
Yeah.
Mark's going to be here. We may have a very special guest.
A very, very special guest. Might be on the horizon.
Yeah, exactly. So enjoy this show. It'll be up later tonight, tomorrow, whatever.
It'll be up when Owen feels like it.
Exactly.
Yep.
I'll still not have a show description. I'm terrible.
Right.
You need to write them.
Absolutely.
We didn't do it again. We didn't write the notes.
No, we didn't. We totally didn't.
It's impossible. Either way, have a good night, folks, and we'll
eat a bag of dicks.
It's time to go.
Eat a bag of dicks.
Time to go. Time to go. Time to go. It's the Oh No Radio Show. Time to go. Time to go. Time to go. It's the Oh No Radio Show. It's at 321-332-0186. Justin.tv/Oh No Radio Show. www.ohnoradioshow.com. Time to go! Fucking leave.